I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening. It's 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have thick clouds, 45 degrees.
And emergency traffic, Redwood Road closed at Bluffdale. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story. The downtown homeless shelter is officially closed. The remaining men in the shelter have been relocated to the new homeless resource centers around South Salt Lake. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt is joining us live. So, Nick, that's it. The shelter's over and done with, right?
That's right, Jeff. I actually just stopped by the now former downtown shelter and saw big signs posted on all the doors saying, "Shelter now closed." Of course, this is a bigger part of a plan to spread homeless resources out across the Salt Lake area. Jonathan Hardy with the Housing and Community Development Division says they're helping everyone figure out where they need to go.
We will look to get all men who can't be diverted into a more appropriate option from shelter into the Men's Resource Center or the Gail Miller Resource Center first. That is our primary goal with the men right now, is to get them connected to our new system of services.
He adds the new St. Vincent de Paul Overflow Center is available to men as well. Homeless advocates say the transition has had a couple snags, mostly men not wanting to leave somewhere they're so familiar with and head into a new environment. But they say it's been smooth for the most part. Reporting live, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Meantime, a local company known for bringing big names into town. President Obama, Oprah, Ellen DeGeneres. The company's getting bigger and adding more jobs. Qualtrics announced it's expanding today. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has details.
Over the next 5 years, the customer and management experience company will double the size of their Utah County headquarters. They'll also build a new on-site daycare center for more than 250 children. Cloud Village will promote STEM learning for the kids and have views of a six-acre garden. Qualtrics is also expanding in Seattle. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:32. The founder of Burton Snowboards passed away last night. Todd Fuchs has details.
Jeff, it was Jake Burton Carpenter. He's dead at 66. The company tweeted that he died of complications from a cancer that reoccurred after it was thought to be gone 7 years ago. Burton is considered to have played a key role in making snowboarding mainstream. He quit his job in New York City in 1977 to make Burton Snowboards in Vermont. And 20 years later, snowboarding debuted at the Winter Olympics. And Burton continues to host elite snowboarding championships. Olympic medalist Sean White calls him the cool dad of boarding. And the company is telling their employees to take tomorrow off to honor him by snowboarding. Bernie Sanders fired up about some of Utah's minor league ball clubs. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz live at the KSL Elections Desk. Which teams is he talking about, Lindsay?
Todd, the Orem Owls and the Ogden Raptors. Utah's minor league teams are reportedly on the chopping block by Major League Baseball, and the 2020 hopeful sent a letter today saying it's billionaires' fault. Last month, news leaked that MLB was seeking to cut 42 AAA teams across the country after players sued the MLB for low wages. Sanders blaming greedy executives who he says are refusing to give even a tiny bit more of their massive wealth to the young people who keep their businesses booming. Officials from the major and minor leagues were set to meet today. Live at the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
And Utah Congressman Rob Bishop and Chris Stewart were two of more than 100 congressional leaders asking the Major League Baseball commissioner to scrap the plan. the gavel banging on impeachment testimony today. Maria Chaleos live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, impassioned statements from both Democrats and Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee as they end what is expected to be the final impeachment hearing. The top Republican on the panel, Devin Nunes, called the hearings a show trial.
I have stressed in these hearings that the whistleblower complaint was merely a pretext for Donald Trump's political opponents to do what they've been trying to do since he was elected. Oust the president from office.
Committee Chairman Adam Schiff countered that the president pushed Ukraine to investigate Democrats and withheld military aid.
This president believes he is above the law, beyond accountability.
If Democrats decide that this is the last hearing, they will then hand the probe over to the House Judiciary Committee. In her weekly briefing, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi commenting on legislation that passed that supports human rights in Hong Kong amid the continuing demonstrations there.
This week was a very good one for bipartisanship in the Congress and for democratic values in Hong Kong and really throughout the world.
The legislation prohibits export of police items such as tear gas, pepper spray, rubber bullets, water cannons, and tasers to Hong Kong. The bill still requires the president's signature. Police in Rome, Italy get caught cold-handed in an alleged scheme where cops were bribed with ice cream. Three police officers are accused of tipping off the owners of restaurants and ice cream parlors to imminent health inspections in return for ice cream and pasta. The collusion emerged as part of a larger investigation into the alleged infiltration of Italian mafias into the restaurant business in Rome. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Global warming has killed some of the best sensitive piano rock ever. British band Coldplay says it will not hold a tour because it's not good for the environment. Buses, just going on tour puts out a lot of carbon. The band will be releasing a new album tomorrow and saying it says it's looking at ways to make future tours carbon neutral. It was all yellow. KSL News Time is 5:35.
And a check on traffic. We have trouble, Ricky.
We do. It's emergency traffic due to Redwood Road being closed in Bluffdale, both directions, about 146 south. In addition to that, a new crash for Weber County drivers southbound 1900 west, about 5200 south in Roy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. Coming up, a minute of news for anybody out there who ever wanted to stick it to the man. Stay right there. 2 minutes away, okay?